This is a consultation on Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-A, last name Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, date of birth, August 12, 1943. Patient seen for Dr. Sears. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This is a 79-year-old female who does not smoke or drink. She denies any drug allergies. The patient is referred on account of recently diagnosed colon cancer with liver metastasis on a CT scan. New paragraph symptoms. Patient has been having pain, abdominal pain, more so in right upper quadrant and also in the back for last several weeks. The patient was taken to emergency room with nausea and vomiting about 2.5 weeks ago. Initially she was seen in emergency room, treated and sent back. Later on she was feeling extremely weak and fell, so her son took her back to emergency room, which was about 10 days ago. At that time, they did a CT scan of the abdomen, which was on June 1, 2023. The CT scan did show a cecal mass, which was 6.5 by 6.3 centimeter, and there was large 10 centimeter hepatic metastasis near the portal vein, and there were 1 centimeter subcarinal lymph node, which also was suspicious for metastasis, and small amount of free fluid in the pelvis as well as in the lungs, right and left, small amount of pleural effusion. The patient subsequently is now here for further evaluation. Her past medical history includes history of hypertension, mild, well controlled. She also has a history of anemia in the past. Patient had a UTI requiring hospitalization 2 years ago. Family history is significant in that the patient's mother also had some form of abdominal tumor, and she was treated with radiation. And according to grandson, she died after several years, possibly from a complication. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 79-year-old female, hard of hearing, 5 feet 3 inch tall. She is in wheelchair, weighing 146, blood pressure 114 over 66. Eyes ENT grossly unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest is symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen obese, and liver seems to be tender. Extremities minimal edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, possible colon cancer in cecal area with hepatic metastasis. Diagnosis 2, general health poor with performance status suboptimal. Diagnosis 3, possible early dementia according to SONS. New paragraph recommendations. Options were discussed at great detail with the patient's son. Patient could not hear much. since the patient has mild dementia, since she has poor general health, and since she lives by herself, it was decided collectively that unless the pain becomes significant at this point, close observation might be all that could be offered, because to treat her we will need to get a tissue diagnosis by way of colonoscopy or CT guided biopsy, and thereafter treatment choices are difficult on account of her performance status at this point and her home situation. At stage 4 disease with large liver mets, cure is unlikely. Palliation could be obtained. However, with chemotherapy, she would have significant side effects as well. It is either you choose progressive cancer or you choose significant side effects of chemotherapy. And in her situation, both these choices are difficult one. So family will think about it. Meanwhile, we'll check her CBC, CMP with CEA, and see how is her metabolic status. New paragraph, thank you. This is a consultation on Patricia Payne. Copy of this memo sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.